Welcome to GVC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers, stay informed about GVC news and projects, and catch up on the latest news and happenings at the co-op, and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVEC team. Thanks for tuning in to the GVEC Unplugged podcast. Welcome to part two of the Dynamic Duos finale competition. If you haven't listened to part one of the finale yet, we suggest going back before diving into this episode. For those of you who already listened to the first half and are eager to hear how it ends, we're going to jump in right now. Enjoy!
I think we're about halfway through these questions. I am thoroughly exhausted.
Me too.
Me too.
Really, halfway done?
So Brandon, yeah, last time this went really fast.
It did.
This one's going on.
Let's get this over with. Let's just get Denise and Darren's answers. Let's give them their point.
Just finish filling it out.
That's right. It doesn't even matter. We don't even need to hear it. We know they got it.
That's not fair.
We agree it's not fair. We agree.
Season seems to have an opinion on what's going on here.
Season has an opinion about everything.
And it's usually right.
Let the record show. Okay, Brandon. What is Dustin missing most due to the COVID-19 restrictions right now?
Football.
Oh.
Season football, A&M football.
Was that a good answer that he didn't get right?
Well, I mean, it is coming up. We're going to have the season.
Well, what was the actual answer?
Dustin put going out to concerts.
Oh.
Although you just said going out. That could be like going out to a football game.
Going out. That's a stretch.
Going out and concert.
No, they don't get that.
Thank you for trying for me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, we are bringing up the tail end over here, you know.
So then, Dustin, the other way, what is Brandon missing most due to the COVID restrictions?
If anything, I was going to say sports for him.
I will accept that. He put football.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. Team CeeLo has 6 points. Team Bustin has 4 points. And Team DS Squared has 10 points.
So they had that many points last time?
That was how they won with 10 points.
At the end of the game.
Not in the middle of the game.
Yeah. There weren't this many questions in the last game, so.
They had a bunch of questions. They didn't get every question right.
What's the question?
So, Denise, then the question is, what's Darren missing most due to the COVID restrictions?
It's travel.
It is travel.
Personal or professional?
Yeah, that was kind of an obvious one.
Yep.
Y'all are kind of in a tough spot. If you get it right, you're just like Brandon at this point.
Oh, it's so pitiful. I feel so sorry for them.
Travel.
And Denise is also missing her travel.
I'm sorry y'all had to witness this. I really
It's okay.
Am.
It's okay.
This is clearly not ethical behavior that we preach in our values.
Darren, were you part of this?
Yes, I'm part of this.
I'm so shocked that you would participate.
Season. Yeah, I'm being singled out. She thinks that I'll break first or something. Confess.
Have you ever seen Season when she's behind at something and not winning something?
I was going to say, I'll give her credit that I actually have not seen Season not winning at something. So that says something.
Thank you, George.
Surely y'all can get this one right. Please. Surely I can answer this one right.
Yeah, what's she missing most from COVID-19 restrictions?
She's doing everything she wants to do. I wouldn't say she's missing anything.
Woo! Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Nothing, she said.
How are they hanging out with her family?
Lori also put nothing. I'm not missing out on anything.
While you did. For a while, you kept your distance from your mom and daddy and...
Well...
Mom and Diddy.
I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So we're just going to move on. Okay. So you all got 1 point on that one, which is pretty good. Not missing anything. Bustin, I'm not sure what's happening this episode. But you still have a few questions to catch up.
They're disappointed and they're disheartened.
Yeah, they're not. So they're kind of sore losers.
No. They're having their, the things that they held to be true at this company are being diminished and dissolved in front of them.
I can't find my mojo.
Yeah, we lost our mojo.
Look at this shenanigans over with.
So this next one should be easier because it's a 50-50. So the question on this one is, and you're answering this for Dustin, Brandon, is cookies or cake?
cookies.
He likes both, he said.
Oh, both. I couldn't decide. I like cookies.
So,
cake.
I mean, cookies would be true. That's part of both.
No.
It's a half a point.
That's half a point.
Jordan says no. No. I tried again.
Thank you. Thank you for trying. I appreciate it. We need as much help as we can get, clearly.
See, I was taking that more literal. I'm more of a literal type of person.
Cookie
so
cakes.
I mean, it's either this or this. You know,
so
it's not.
I. So am I. Truthfully, yeah. Truthfully, though, it's just you have to match answers. So, yeah. So it's understanding what that other person would say in this instance. So then, Dustin, what would Brandon say, cookies or cake? Knowing that he's a literal person, as he just hinted into
very
the room.
True. So I'm going to go with cake.
You are correct. Cake it is.
Yay, we got five.
Woo! We got that diagonal mark. That diagonal mark. That's what I'm
the diagonal.
Like.
And this is easy. Everybody knows Darren.
Oh, I agree. This one.
Okay, this is simple.
I agree. This one. This one.
This is simple. It's cookies and chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip cookies it is.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I would have said German chocolate cake.
He loves them chips on
oh,
the cookies.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do.
The crispy ones or the chewy ones?
The crisp ones, yeah. Or any kind of homemade chocolate chip cookie. Yeah. Anybody listening out there?
You want to get on your good side?
I want to bring some chocolate chip cookies.
I think it is your birthday tomorrow.
Right? It is my birthday.
Absolutely.
And I think it, Dustin, is your birthday
it
today?
It is my birthday. Yes, ma'am. Today. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Dustin's is today.
Oh, today's
yes,
your birthday?
Yes, today's my birthday. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
See,
thank
we need an extra thank point you. Just for it being his birthday.
I mean,
right?
Do I get a birthday point? Right?
Did you bring him a cookie cake?
Do I get a birthday point and a cookie cake?
And a cookie cake?
I would give you a birthday point. I mean, we know who's win anyway.
I think we'd all like to give
team cheaters.
Team cheaters.
Team cheaters.
I think there's enough questions got to come back. So do you want me to answer the question or not? Everybody knows it's not Denise too. She doesn't like sweet, but if she had to answer, she would say cookie.
She did say cookies.
Cookies. Nice.
And that she's not much on sweets.
So I think we all also agree on Bustin's birthday point. Can you make a birthday point, but can you make it a birthday candle?
Woo! Woohoo! I'll take it. Thank you.
I don't know.
You don't know. It's like, yeah, we're not going to come back, Darren.
Great job, Megan. That's why we keep you on staff.
Thank you.
So, Lori, cookies or cake, would Season say?
I'm going to say cookies.
Ding.
And those yucky crispy ones.
The ones that are like almost burnt? Is that what you're talking about?
She could go probably that.
You like
I
those?
Like burnt cookies.
Okay.
With very little sugar.
Interesting. So then what would Lori say? Cookies.
I'm going to go cookies.
You got
nice.
It.
Nice. Whoop, whoop,
whoop. So it's a cookie crowd.
Well, that it birthday is. Point helped out a lot to that round. It looked really good for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So Team CeeLo has 9. Team Bustin has 6, including the birthday point. Team DS Squared has 14. 14. We have 3 questions left, y'all. We have 3 questions left.
They're going to have 20 then.
Right. Correct.
So they're going to have 20.
Next question. So, Brandon, okay, which of you is messier? Throw a name out. Him. All right. So you think Dustin is messier. Dustin, which of you is messier?
They both said that.
All right. Dustin.
His work truck is a lot cleaner than mine.
Oh, so that's a really good way to measure someone is their work
it is,
truck.
It is.
So Bustin now is at 8. So then Denise, which of you is messier?
Just get it wrong.
I say me.
No.
Really? No. Darren, now you say, which of you is messier?
Out of the two of us, I am.
They both said they each are. So they missed one. You said me and she said me.
Really? So they did opposite? Okay. Okay. Okay.
You sit on a throne of lies.
This messed up our perfect score.
Yeah. Yeah. That's out of the running now. Yeah. You're not getting a perfect score. You're not getting a perfect score. Okay. So Lori has got a double-handed point at Season. She believes that Season is messiest. Season, are you seconding that? So everybody thinks Season.
They both agree Season's messiest.
All right. 2 points for Team CeeLo, which means that they are now only 3 points behind Team DS Squared. So Brandon.
Yes, ma'am.
What month of the year did Dustin start working at GVEC?
I should know this one too, because I
helped him
get on here at GVEC, but I'm thinking October.
It was a wee bit earlier, July.
Oh, shoot. How about you, Dustin? When did Brandon come on?
That was a long time before I was working here. I don't even know what month at all. February?
It was also July.
It was July.
Oh, July.
Oh, that's amazing. How do we screw that up?
Yeah.
So you share an anniversary month.
Yep. Well, good to know. We learned something about each other.
There you go.
Always learning.
Okay, so.
There goes our comeback.
Yeah.
Denise, do you know when, what month of the year it was when Darren came? Were you already here when Darren came on board?
We were both here two separate times.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, you, yeah. Okay,
so he was truly a regular employee.
Uh-huh.
I was not here.
Oh, okay.
I was not here at that time. But it was around first of the year, maybe February.
It was February. Do you want to go for the year?
Yes.
You're just going to get 1 point.
92.
It was 92.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize that y'all were both here two separate times. I had no idea.
You should know this one. Yes. If y'all have worked together for 17 years, you should know this one.
But she was here before I became the manager, though. She was here actually twice, so which one do you want?
However you think she would have answered it.
This is just the month.
Just the month, yeah.
September.
I don't know. We have three different dates here. That's one of them. September.
Yes.
That's when she came back. Right?
That's when I first came back.
Crap, we should have just written like 6 months on there. As long as you got one of them, we'll be good.
Write all the dates on there. You'll eventually get
We could have wrote January through December and we got it. Wow.
But she became a regular employee in January.
See, we actually started the same year.
Oh.
1987. Oh, yeah. I started in the summers of 1987. She started in the...
When did y'all start cheating again?
Be careful.
Be careful.
That sounds terrible.
For this game.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. I was thinking about the game.
Just to clarify.
Today, the last 45 minutes.
I think we got both of those right?
Yes.
Okay, two more points, by the way.
Yes. They've started a new row. They've got 15. No,
oh,
16.
Boy. Oh, so Team CeeLo, 11. Team Bustin, 8. Team DS Squared, 16. Ooh. Yeah. Lori, what month does season start?
Can I tell you the year?
You can, but you've got to tell the month, too.
Well, can I get 2 points? Nobody else said a year.
All right, I'll give you 2 points.
Oh,
come on now.
Whoa.
Bustin was not given that option. I did not get that memo.
You have to get the month right, though, because that's the original question. So y'all didn't get that opportunity.
Oh, what month of the year? Not what month and the year.
Yeah, right. Month of the year.
It's either July or October.
You're wrong. Sounds like both of those were wrong.
You were close. It's June, she said.
June what?
16th. Remember I was there a year and a half before I got vacation?
I thought it was July 2nd.
No. June 16th.
Seriously.
Okay. Well, it was in 96. She didn't put a year, but I believe you.
I really thought I had that.
I know yours is January or February. And I was going to say January, but now I'm leaning towards February.
Close enough. One or the other.
I know it's 99.
So if you get them, if you get the month, then you can get both.
Okay, February. I was gonna say January, and then I started going, I think it's February. Did we get 2 points?
Yes, you did.
But we're at 16.
Yeah, now Bustin's crying foul. They didn't get that option.
Can I get like 4 birthday points?
4 birthday. I'd like 5. A few extra.
Whatever gets me back in it.
Yeah. Okay, Team Bustin.
Oh, it's the last question.
Yeah, this is the last question, Team Bustin. All right, so you can finish strong on this. It's a weird one to finish strong on, though.
It is. Do you get 4 points if you get all 4 right?
Okay.
Each one?
Why not?
Okay.
Let's do it. Sure. But 0 points if you don't get it perfectly right.
Oh.
So it's a 0 or 4 point ending.
Wow.
Dang. That's harsh.
I know. I am harsh.
So if he says exactly what's on the piece of paper, he gets 4 points?
4 points, but if he doesn't get it exactly right, 0 points. So the question is, rank the seasons from Dustin's favorite to least favorite.
All right, so Dustin's favorite is going to be summer.
Correct.
Okay.
Second favorite, fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then spring is third, and winter is fall.
You got it.
Yay!
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's 4 points.
That's impressive.
That four?
That was
good.
You did it.
That was really good. I can see you have a little bit of a panic on your face, Dustin.
I know. I do. That touched me. That was impressive. I like it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, so for Brandon, rank them.
My favorite season's Across the Table.
There you go. Oh. There you go. Good job. Good job.
But what would Brandon say?
She wants to give you some of her points.
Hey, yeah, we could. You can give him an extra point off y'all's, right?
He got four.
He got it.
I just got 4 points. So y'all are good. Y'all are doing good.
I'm gonna go. Favorite would be fall.
Yes.
Summer.
No.
Spring. Winter. No. Could I flip
fall,
to
spring?
Fall, spring, summer, winter.
Winter. I knew winter would be the last, but I wasn't sure if you wanted spring. I wasn't sure which to, if you like summer or spring more.
It's a tough one. Yeah, it's a tough one. Denise, that brings us to you. Rank the seasons from Darren's favorite to least favorite.
Fall.
Yes.
Okay. Man, fall's popular.
Summer.
Yes.
Okay.
Spring.
Yep.
Oh. So
there's only one left.
And winter. Woohoo! 4 points. 4 points.
It's one for all, so 4 points.
Yeah. Gotta play fair.
Gotta play fair. All right, Darren. I'm actually not surprised for her to say it. I don't know that you're gonna be able to give that to her though.
You just have to know Denise.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she and I haven't worked together a lot, so.
Because she likes warm weather mainly. So, like, spring.
Okay.
Then the summer.
Yes.
And then the fall. Then the winter.
That's right.
Okay. Dang. That was a full 8 points. All right, Lori. So what are season's favorite?
My answer is Darren and Denise are cheaters.
So
her favorite?
Favorite, yeah. To least favorite.
Seasons.
Herself.
I did think you were going to answer that.
That's what I was going to say. Herself.
Shut up.
There's a fine line.
There's a theme here.
I don't even know what I put. You'll have to defer to Sherry.
Yes. You do have a 1-in-4 shot this time. But, well, for the first one, anyway.
Fall.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, okay, okay.
Spring. Summer.
Sorry. Nope.
Winter. Fall, winter, spring, summer.
You got it.
Didn't get us any points. Okay.
So you're not a warm weather person.
I am. I'm like you. I like all seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's hard for me to say. Mm-hmm.
Season, nothing is going to hold her down. It doesn't matter what's going on outside.
We're
going
to party in hell.
And that's the truth.
All right, what you got for Lori then? How would Lori rank the season?
I'm going to say fall, because I know you like sports and football and all that.
Yes.
Spring.
Come on. Come on.
We got it.
I don't know. Summer?
Yes.
Woo, winner. Woo! I did good.
You did good.
I did good.
That was exciting. Okay, so we have Team CeeLo with 15, 16, 17 points. Team Bustin with 12. Team DS Squared with 5, 10, 15, 24 points, which I believe means that Team DS Squared is the ultimate, the most dynamic duo at the cooperative. So let's have a round of applause. The big boss for a reason. So this would mean these go to you guys. Well, congratulations.
I don't know how they can come into the championship round, you know, when they didn't even do the first round.
I really thought that at the end there was going to be a confession.
All right.
I thought, surely.
Listen, season. We're not gonna season.
Ride all the way.
Season. Season. I'm going to do you a favor. Sherry, should we come clean?
Is there something to complain about?
I think you might as well.
I think we might as well. Season, you're going to be really shocked by this. I know you are.
You're fixing to tell me something I don't already know.
No, you're going to be you're going to be floored. We're going to be picking you up. I'm going to shield my eyes from across the table. Team DS Squared.
Are my cheaters.
They knew the answers before.
And y'all cheaters.
They knew.
There's four people in this room that are not cheaters. Four people.
Hold on. But in our defense, Megan. When she came in there and...
All right. I think y'all need to hand over those.
Hold on.
Megan.
Come on, Megan.
How many did we truly get right?
They did know about 7 or 8.
Oh, about 7 or 8.
7 or 8, and there were...
I think it's only fair that Team DS Squared award the rightful winner, CeeLo.
Congratulations.
You're
so good.
I know we're good. Once again, you see, you be right.
Hey,
right?
Once again, I gave you the credit for it.
Oh, it was just, it was worth it, Jordan. It was worth it just seeing the look on her face the whole time.
No, it wasn't.
But to be clear, I never thought you were beating us. I knew you were cheating.
For those who do not know Susan very well.
She can recognize cheater anyway.
This is the look that she gets on her face when things are not going her way.
And also, don't try to BS her.
That's correct.
She's on to you.
Uh-huh.
Because she will call it out right away.
Correct.
And she will not let it go.
Correct.
Yes, yeah, so we learned a lot about Caesar.
I didn't even want to have lunch with Lori because I'm like, I hope she doesn't ask me anything. I'm not going to be able to look at her.
So y'all didn't get the question, so y'all came in.
Correct.
Well, I got the questions this morning.
Yeah, but y'all had time to talk to each other about them.
Well.
Did you really just say that?
Ask us another question.
Again, we got...
Ask us just a question.
Okay.
What is Caesar's favorite thing to eat? Now, wait a minute. I got to have her answer over here in my ear before. Yeah. That's, whoa.
It's the whisper game.
The whisper game. So while they're coming up with that, I also do still want to congratulate Team Bustin and the valiant effort that they made today. Again, yes.
If we get this question right, I want those back.
Okay, so do you have the answer right?
Me, Lupitas.
I know what she orders there, too.
Yeah. I want to say chalupas.
I did not know that Me Lupita served oysters and crab.
My favorite thing to eat.
One question. You couldn't even get one question.
It was number 7 at Me Lupita, if that's where
they
she would want to
that's
go.
Not See?
The other question was, when's her wedding anniversary?
August the 3rd.
Okay. What year?
Oh, gosh. That was after we got married, so... Golly.
The year was a bonus on the first one.
I know it now.
It's like, 95, 96?
Oh, I think that's wrong, Cher. She's shocked.
It's August 3rd.
It's in the 2000s.
Really?
What are Denise's children's first and middle name?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's Greg, Blaine, and Tommy, but I don't know the middle names.
I know hers.
And I can tell you his is Travis King and Allison.
Grace.
See there?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we did good.
We beat y'all already.
Let me just say this. We beat the hell out of you.
We do definitely appreciate that you all came. So you do get the 3rd place medal since you did have the advantage, but you get to have that as a keepsake from our episode. So you get these, as I told them before, these are top-notch $13 medals. So cherish these. Yes, please do. So again, really appreciate our 2 actual competitor teams and that they were good sports that stuck it out till the end. So congratulations once again to Team CeeLo, Season Barnick, and Lori Linsman. You are officially the most dynamic duo here at the cooperative. So we appreciate you being here with us. We're looking forward to working with you much longer and for you all to continue to work together and build your strong relationship. Thank you to all the rest of our contestants today for joining us, and also to my co-host, Sherry. If you're listening into the Dynamic Duos competition and would like to hear more episodes like this, reply to the HR podcast email and give us your feedback. The same goes if you have ideas of how we can make the podcast more interesting to you, or if you'd like to join us for an episode, we want to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or Google Podcasts to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.